And speaking of state church separation, I have a new song about Tony. This song was inspired by Governor Perry of Texas, where we protested his mixing religion and government when he had this big prayer rally. You know, you remember, he's the governor who prayed for rain and then the state caught fire. So I dedicate this song to Governor Rip Van Periwinkle. He didn't sleep for 30 years. He slept for 2,030 years. If you find yourself to be a resident of the Capitol or of the City Hall, as governor or mayor or as president, you're a public servant to us all. You were not elected as our pastor-in-chief, and preaching on the job is not a perk. Govern us with reason and not belief. Get off your knees and get to work. Get off your knees and start thinking. The answers will be found right here on earth. Unbow your head and open your eyes. Get off your knees and get to work. It makes no actual difference what you say to God. He may as well be Santa or an elf. Every time you bow your head and pray to God, you are only talking to yourself. If you run your office with propriety, your First Amendment duties you won't shirk. Everybody's tired of your piety. Get off your knees and get to work. Get off your knees and start thinking. The answers will be found right here on earth. Unbow your head and open your eyes. Get off your knees and get to work. Get off your knees and get to work. Get off your knees and get to work. Well, since I'm at the piano, we have a brand new CD that the foundation just produced. It's called Adrift on a Star, which is a poem, now a song, that was written by Yip Harbor, the non-believing songwriter who wrote Somewhere Over the Rainbow. He wrote gobs of songs. It's only a paper moon. And on this new album is a brand new song. Have some of you know who the Broadway composer Charles Strauss, do you know who that is? Some of you know who that is? Of course, JT knows all the Broadway composers. Charles Strauss, he's in his 80s. He's the guy who wrote Annie, The Sun Will Come Up Tomorrow. He wrote Bye Bye Birdie. He wrote a whole bunch of famous tunes. One of my favorites is Once Upon a Time. He even wrote the theme for the TV show All in the Family. Those were the days. Remember that song? We had him on our radio show, and then we offered him an award, and he decided to come and accept the award at our conference in Connecticut a year and a half ago. And it was quite an honor to have someone like that come. And he said, I've been an atheist my whole life. I didn't know there were other atheists. I've just been keeping my mouth shut. You know, he knew Richard Rogers and worked with Richard Rogers, didn't know that Richard Rogers was also an atheist. He didn't know that Cole Porter had to come out of two closets, actually. So we were talking during dinner, and he got up to get... to accept his award, and he said, you know, I'm not much on speeches. Do you mind if I just sit down at the piano? And, you know, so did we mind. It was like magic, you know. But during dinner, he turned to me and he said, hey, Dan, you know, my whole life I've never really written a song about belief or religion or faith or anything like that. Send me some lyrics and I'll set them to music. And I thought, yeah, I can do that. It took me more than 6 months. Because you don't want to just send any old, you don't want to just dash them off and send it to someone like that. Took him more than 6 months. And I finally sent him some lyrics. And he said, these are good, I'll send them to music. But do you mind if I do some judicious editing? I said, hey, you're the pro. I mean, so he threw away like 2/3 of my words. But here is what was left. Charles, I should say Dan Barker, Charles Strauss song. Yeah. It's called Poor Little Me. The multitudes mumble mythologies without end. But me, I have trouble with ologies that pretend to show what can't be shown, to know what can't be known. Lutherans have liturgies, Calvinists have creeds, Muslims have their minarets, Catholics have their beads, Methodists have methods, holy truth to ascertain, but poor little me, I only have a brain. Bishops transubstantiate, Shintos ring their bells, Transcendentalists meditate while Wiccans weave their spells, Hindus chant a mantra when they can't relieve the pain, but poor little me, I only have a brain. So fearful of the Netherland, believers band together, unhappy with the weatherman, the Zunis wave a feather. They dance in circles to demand great spirits send some rain. But what do you do if you only have a brain? Quakers quake and Shakers shake, and Jews eat kosher food. Rastafarians wear their hair in pious gratitude. They all boast of miracles that no one can explain, but poor little me, I only have a brain. If you have a piano, I'll come. any chance to do music. Let me end with one song, and then I'll a song that was inspired by a book that Richard Dawkins wrote. He wrote a book called Unweaving the Rainbow, and I've heard him say that that was his favorite of all his books. Have you read Unweaving the Rainbow, some of you? Short little book, but just really amazing, because Newton was charged with taking all the mystery out of light. He unwove the rainbow. Now it's not mysterious anymore. Now, what are you trying to destroy the mystery of life by explaining it with science? How dare you? And Dawkins is trying to say that, you know, let's unweave the rainbow. It makes it even more impressive, more magnificent, more enjoyable. And in his book, he says, you know, to make it more accessible, maybe we should have more of the arts incorporated with science. If you could have more science in the arts, and those of you who are artists, if you want to do what Carl Sagan said and do something meaningful,
then use science in your art, in your expressions. So I wrote a song based on his challenge to do that, trying and failing to copy Cole Porter's facility with words, but still a song that it's just a love song, and it assumes just the fact of evolution. It's called It's Only Natural.
Thanks to Galileo for showing us our humble place in outer space. And thanks to Mr. Darwin for showing us the origin of the human race, which means that our precious romance is mainly the product of chance. And these feelings of love, so frenetic, are just genetic. It's only natural that I would want you. It's only natural that you want me. A million years of evolution had its way, so we can blame it on our parents' DNA. I move instinctively in your direction. Somehow you signal me to turn and see. You will always be my natural selection. As a voluntary choice, if there is such a thing as free will, naturally. Naturally.